Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue to take a look at the Lord's Prayer, making our way through the petitions that are present today. We're going to look at Give Us This Day Our Daily Bread. The beauty of this, reflecting on the Lord's Prayer, we see Jesus with kind of laser clarity provides for us a real look at the things that matter most, what God's priorities are, and it's a way of helping align our hearts and minds with the will of God. And the Lord cares about all the little things that we offer up to Him, the things we're often anxious about. He doesn't want us to be anxious, as we'll see today in this particular petition, but we can spend a lot of time worrying about our lives before the Lord. Our prayer can be that very thing. Sometimes I think we go and we worry before the Lord. You know, we're going to have enough money, or what's going to happen to my kids? There's just a lot to be concerned about. And part of the rhythm of praying the Lord's Prayer and letting it teach and form and shape us helps us do the things that Jesus said we would be able to do if we're living in Him and in the power of the Holy Spirit. For example, He said, My yoke is easy and my burden is light. You know, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden. And so He does actually want us to come into an experience of bearing His burden, that is, being able to entrust to Him the objective difficulties that we experience in daily life, and to know that we're not alone and that His providence is over everything, and that everything ultimately is in His hands, and that we know our lives, we don't have to be anxious because we have a loving Father, that our life is already a smashing success if we're living in Jesus, if we've received the love, we're walking in the commandments through His grace, and our future's already begun. You might say, as I've been talking about over last week, the reality of the eternal kingdom of God, our eternal destiny, that we're already tasting it in this life, so we don't have to be worried about ultimately where it's all going to go here on this earth. We want certainly the best to happen and to be able to walk in as much health and freedom and life as we possibly can, but we're not afraid to come into the kind of life like the apostles lived, or what Jesus Himself had to experience here on earth, because we know it's all temporary and we have it in perspective, and ultimately we know that we're in the hands of a loving Father. We know our destiny and it's clear. Just want to take a little bunny trail here this morning. Just encourage you to, I'm offering a new booklet, as some of you may know, at the end of the program, a booklet I just wrote called Unfailing Promises. It's a short little booklet that describes what St. Peter mentions in his second letter, and the way he describes it. He said that we've been granted precious and very great promises of God. And for the apostles, for the saints, and hopefully for all of us, the precious and very great promises of God are meant to be really an unshakable foundation for us. And the first promise really is the Holy Spirit given to us. And it's that Spirit which is the down payment and the realization and the coming into our inheritance in Christ. And so we inherit all the promises that the Scripture gives to those who belong to God. And in this short booklet, I just take up a few of those promises. One that's even talked about here in this section of the Lord's Prayer in the Catechism, because as we live through difficult and challenging times, the most important thing we need to do is to lean on the promises of God and claim those promises and walk in those promises in our own lives. And they will bring, if we believe it, we speak this truth to our own hearts and minds, we share it with our friends and family, we believe these things, they shape us, and they give us strength, and they anchor us, they give us a foundation, a courage and hope and life, no matter what the circumstances are. So at the end of the program, all you have to do is call the 800 number, and we'll send you out a free booklet. So again, 2 Peter, I'll just read a few verses here, 2 Peter chapter 1, beginning of verse 3, he says, His divine power, that is God, has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. We've been granted everything we need in Jesus, in the gift and presence and power of the Holy Spirit, living in the church, everything we need to attain eternal life, to begin to live that life fully here on earth, day by day, going deeper and deeper into Christ, being a light in this world, being salt, being able to live the most fulfilled life we could ever dream of. And it leads us through God's grace into godliness, being like the Lord. He says, through the knowledge of him who called us, the Holy Spirit, the scripture, the teaching of the church gives us ever deepening knowledge of who God is and who we are in relationship to God. The one who's called us, he's called us to what? To his own glory and excellence, Peter says here. To his own glory and excellence. That's your destiny. You know, we all want to be excellent at what we do. It's a wonderful goal to have, and it's important to be committed to giving our best to whatever vocation and life choices that we've made in God. But ultimately, where we're headed is to sharing in a glory and excellence that's beyond our reach on our own resources. It's not something we build or that we simply acquire by our own effort. It's a gift of God. It's sharing in the very excellence and glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's your destiny. Let that fill your heart today. And then Peter goes on and says, by which he has granted to us his precious and very great promises, that through these you may escape from corruption that is in the world because of passion and become partakers of the divine nature. Wow. Wow. Through the promises of God, beginning with that foundational promise of the gift of the Holy Spirit and all the promises we're given in Scripture, there's hundreds of them. God will fulfill. He's faithful. He's a loving covenant Father. He's bringing us into relationship and a participation. All these promises relate somehow to the character and life of God that he's communicating to us through his Son and in the power of the Holy Spirit. Ultimately, it's leading us to overcome the corruption that's in this world, Peter says, and lead us to become partakers of the divine nature. That's your destiny. Set your heart and mind on that one. Every other goal we have in this world is going to pass away. It's wonderful to have goals, but we have to remember they're secondary, they're tertiary, they're not ultimate. This is the ultimate goal, becoming partakers of the divine nature. And one of the ways we get there, one of the ways we come into that reality is what we're looking at today in this petition on give us this day our daily bread. So Jesus is orienting us to trust the Father. Paragraph 20:28, give us, that is the trust of children who look to their Father for everything is beautiful. He makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. He gives to all the living their food in due season. Jesus teaches us this petition because it glorifies our Father by acknowledging how good he is beyond all goodness. Paragraph 28:29. Give us also expresses the covenant. We are his and he is ours for our sake. But this us also recognizes him as the Father of all men, and we pray to him for them all in solidarity with their needs and their suffering. So we have not only the people of God that we're united to fully in the Spirit, we have a special and unique bond with, but we also share a common humanity. And the Catechism is reminding us of solidarity, and we have a heart for all those who bear God's image. All of God's creation is there, and we see it. We see God's hand in it, and we want to see them come into God's provision as well. Paragraph 28:30, our bread. The Father who gives us life cannot but give us the nourishment life requires. All appropriate goods and blessings, both material and spiritual. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus insists on the filial trust that cooperates with our Father's providence. He's not inviting us to idleness, but wants to relieve us from the nagging worry and preoccupation over concern for what we fear we may not have enough of. Isn't that interesting? The nagging worry, it can become a preoccupation, and we can live as if we're orphans, and that everything depends on us, and that we're alone and isolated in this world, having to fend simply for ourselves. Paragraph continues, says, such is the filial surrender of the children of God. To those who seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, he's promised to give all else besides. Since everything indeed belongs to God, He who possesses God wants for nothing, if he himself is not found wanting before God. The very paragraph, you know, that the catechism reminds us here of the Sermon on the Mount. And right at the beginning, in part of the Sermon on the Mount, is where Jesus gives us the Lord's Prayer, what we've been reflecting on over these past couple of weeks, in chapter 6 of Matthew's Gospel. And at the end of that chapter is that famous section where Jesus says, "Do not be anxious. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you're to eat or what you shall drink, nor about your body, what you shall put on. Is not life more than food and body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap or gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add one cubit to his span of life?" That's really true. I mean, different times in my life, I've been anxious about things or a hard time going to sleep because I was anxious about things, and look back as I pass through periods like that and say, why was I so anxious about that? And did it do me any good whatsoever? It's just like a tremendous waste of time and energy. And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O little of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles, that is the non-believing world, the Gentiles seek all these things, but your heavenly Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be yours as well. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Let the day's own trouble be sufficient for the day. So this is what the Catechism is underlining for us, that we can know, as Jesus knew, as the apostles knew, as Our Lady knew, the saints know so profoundly, that our life, you know, is lived out under the divine providence of God. And he's promised to lead us home, to become partakers of the divine nature. We sometimes, when circumstances get difficult, we are become gripped by fear and anxiety, and we forget who we are. More importantly, we forget who God is and God's promises to us. Look at the life of Jesus. You know, he was the Son of Man, had no place to lay his head. Compared to his life, my life is like on cruise control, living in the wealthiest country in the history of the world, filled with comforts. It's so different. But Jesus knew he had everything. Jesus knew the Father was with him. To be with the Father, to do the Father's will, Jesus said, that was his very food. And when we're in that place of security, we can fulfill what the Catechism goes on to say here, is that we can be attentive to the drama of hunger that's around us in the world. And not fearing for our own lives, but being concerned about our neighbor, we can be a source of nourishment and life and provision and encouragement for those who are seriously lacking. That comes from being free and being able to let go and trusting in God. And friends, that's really what this prayer is meant to lead us into, to be more conformed to Jesus in this way. God bless you. Hope you can join me tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.